Yunohara is the original site of the Grand Shrine, Kumano Hongu Taisha. All of the Kumano Kodo pilgrimage routes converge at this sacred clearing. Over 900 years ago, a pilgrim wrote of a massive shrine grounds, including five main pavilions enshrining 12 deities. There was also a stage to perform music, dance, and no dramas as religious offerings. Numerous other small temples and shrines could be found surrounding the main buildings. Over the centuries, the pavilions were partially destroyed by periodic fires and flooding, but always faithfully rebuilt to their original state. The last fire was in 1776, and the buildings rebuilt again in 1803. The first drawing of the shrine grounds from over 800 years ago and the reconstruction that took place in 1803 are almost exactly identical. But in 1889, a tremendous flood of unprecedented size destroyed the area completely. It was at this time that the salvaged materials were used to rebuild the Grand Shrine at its present location. You can still see the expansive raised earthen platform where the pavilions once stood. Of the original five main pavilions, only three were rebuilt. Four deities were moved there, and the other eight are still enshrined here in two stone monuments. In essence, Oyunohara has returned to its spiritual roots. This area has been the focus of nature worship for over 2,000 years. There are different opinions about the original object of veneration. Some believe it was the encompassing environment in its entirety, including the mountains, trees, and water. The Kumanogawa River has also always had a deep spiritual relationship to the area. Still others believe that it was the sandbank itself that was the object of worship. It's a rare open space surrounded by steep, rugged mountains in all directions. A warm climate, abundant fresh clear waters, and soil rich in nutrients probably nurtured a lush growth of forest. Frequent flooding most likely would have kept small vegetation clear, leaving giant mature trees to dominate the sandbar. In fact, legend has it that the Kumano deities, in the form of three moons, descended into the branches of a giant oak tree right here in this clearing. To worship these deities, a simple purified space was made to perform rituals and offerings. Over time, and under the influence of Buddhism, pavilions were built and the deities were enshrined inside. As mentioned earlier, the size and layout lasted for around 800 years until nature's power returned the area back to a natural open space. This quiet and serene clearing is still used today for festivals and events as offerings to the Kumano deities. Please take your time, relax, and enjoy this area's natural environment as people have been doing since prehistoric times.